This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And there's more at the website. Outdoors, so afternoon, distant cricket song. So this week I was wondering what to do for this podcast. And a friend with whom I email regularly and with whom we back and forth often with various quips and puns and wordplays spurred the title of the show, Learning Man, because we had been discussing the recent Burning Man festival, of which approximately 70,000 people were trapped in the mud in the Nevada desert. So I thought, Learning Man, hey, I like that. Talk about that and some of the news, segue it to the topic of literature. First off, don't know that much about the Burning Man Festival. Been going on for years. It may have started off with better intentions. I think it's gotten out of hand because just with or without the rain that caused the mud, 70,000 people driving into a desert just does not make sense to me. Just to kind of gather and party and commune and whatever, as well-intentioned as they may be. That many people gathering does not make sense to me. The other thing that occurred to me when I realized it's in Nevada. And also in Nevada is Protect Thacker Pass, the native name Pehemaha for that region, which has been in the news for 2.5 years, and I've been mentioning it and mention it not infrequently in my writings. The attempt to stop Lithium America's lithium mine for the craze, the electric vehicles needed lithium for the batteries, so it's proposed as green and clean, but meanwhile they've already destroyed some of the habitats, dug up native burial grounds. Not to mention the amount of fossil fuel and pollution and toxic, on and on, that the mining causes. So I don't know if there's any chance it can be stopped. I keep praying it will somehow through some legal thing. But the other way that could be stopped is people power. So the consciousness. It's in a remote area, so it's hard to get to, but if 70,000 people can get to the desert in Burning Man, 70,000 people could get to Thacker Pass to protest and help stop that mine. Now, why? Why didn't they not? That's a good question. I don't have the answer, except my answer is the consciousness to do it is not there. The consciousness to not think of just their own communing and reveling, but to think about the bigger picture of what's already going on and the protection of the environment, the land, the water, the critters there in the big picture, the protection of Mother Earth. But instead, those 70,000 people went to Burning Man. So they have some learning to do. Another note was that there was some video showing that, you know, in order to get out quickly, however they got out of the mud, that they left refuse and trash. So that's another factor. And the other factor is that where was the respect and acknowledgement of the desert? The desert itself. The way I see it, it's perceived as a blank slate, a kind of terra nullis blank slate in which they could do whatever they want to. But that is not true in the bigger natural law picture. Ironically, I looked up the word learn to see what the roots of the word learn mean, and the definitions are to study, to read, to think. We think of learned man, man of letters, learning man is someone who studies, goes to schools, and that kind of thing. So that is something that obviously I do, and that helps me, but as a recurring theme of this podcast is the balancing of the books and the beyond the books. So the root of learn is to follow or find the track. And it mentions the sole of the foot. quite interesting, to follow or find the track. That is the path, like what people talk about walking in the path, the spiritual path. But the spiritual is connected to the physical, literally sole of the foot and the tracks one leaves, or no tracks if one is a skilled woodsman, as the Tao says, the skilled woodsman leaves no tracks. So how to walk this earth in a humble and respectful way is part of the learning man. Ironically, the rain came and the mud tracked stuff up, and the vehicle tracks in the mud. They couldn't get out for a few days, so they got out eventually, as far as I know, most people, all people. So there's a balance of learning a learning man, and of course, I'm just riffing off of the Burning Man, so that's why this is a response to Burning Man, and no need to get into the, if I'm not being respectful of LGBTQIA, whatever, you know I am, so I'm not going to go into that whole thing about man. But I did notice that, like, how come in the news that I didn't see any mention with all the cancel culture and crazed level of pronouns and stuff. I didn't see a single mention of anybody commenting on why is it called man. So there's another one. On the interestingly, on the Burning Man website, I looked up and there are 10 principles that guide the Burning Man Festival: radical inclusion, radical self-reliance, radical self-expression, gifting, civic responsibility, participation, immediacy, leaving no trace, communal effort, and also decommodification, which also raises another point that supposedly it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Read mention of they give money and grants to artists and something like that, but the fees they charge to get in and to park. Somebody posted that 70,000 people, the total is like 44 million dollars. So there's an investigative journalist track. There's an investigative journalist track. How is a nonprofit taking in $44 million? And where does that money go? That's some big time grants if that's what's going on. But again, also, where else could that money be spent? So I'm not going to go into analyze deeply and read all the text, but just going by the titles, some of that is nice. Communal effort, gifting, participation, immediacy. I'm all for that. But then where it gets a little tricky, I'm going to go at some of these. Radical means of the roots. That's what the root of the word radical is, of the roots. So while it sounds cool, radical is of the roots, but that's why I bring up the point, where was the mention of the roots of the desert and the respect for the desert itself, not just using the desert as a place to gather. Another one is leaving no trace. Well, that again, a good ideal, and maybe most of the people followed up with that, but some people left a trace. They left the refuse trace. Another one, civic responsibility. It sounds good, right? Be responsible, civic, get along with your fellow man and woman. But actually that word, the word civic, comes from city or citizenship. So that's kind of like what is civic responsibility? Is that like citizen, being a good citizen in the city? But there they are in the desert. So it kind of doesn't make sense to me. Maybe, you know, it's the good citizenship that they mean and getting along, but if you look at the word civic, it doesn't quite fit the desert. And doesn't quite fit with the counter. They also kind of build themselves as counterculture, which again, if you're counterculture, you would have desert responsibility, not civic responsibility. That's my take on it. So that's pretty much my brief analysis. And what would be a suggestion is that all these people with this consciousness of wanting to do things like that tune into the bigger picture and give some energy, not just radical self-expression and self-reliance, but how can I as they have, radical inclusion. Well, what about include people that are struggling, as is what's going on in Thacker Pass? And the other thing with the media is that the CNN made that into like a survivor reality show headline news, but meanwhile, no mention of the survivors, literal survivors in Lahaina, if I pronounced that correctly, in Hawaii, still struggling and recovering from the so-called fires. I mean, there was fires, but there's a huge amount of suspicion around all that happened, and literally some fences being built around the area. So while they offered, the government offered $700 to the survivors, they somehow managed to find the finances to bring in a fence to surround the whole area. The whole thing is very strange, but just on an immediate help the people survival level, that's what is overlooked in the news, and it was overlooked at the Burning Man. So let's encourage the learning men and women to learn some stuff. And speaking of Burning Man, I was thinking about people that on a personal level, on an artistic level, when you get burned, that is lesson time. And a couple of quotes from Bob Dylan songs, one from 1973, Wedding Song. You breathed on me and made my life a richer one to live. When I was deep in poverty, you taught me how to give. Dried the tears up from my dreams and pulled me from the hole. Quenched my thirst and satisfied the burning in my soul. So the line, when I first heard that song years ago, was like a mind-blowing line. Was, when I was deep in poverty, you taught me how to give. Now that's my proverbial Zen koan line. Like, wow, what you know, you're rock bottom, and instead of thinking about how do you get out of that, there's a lesson about giving. So that's a great line. And then the other song is more recent, Working Man Blues number 2, 2018, 45 years later. I'm trying to feed my soul with thought, gonna sleep off the rest of the day. Sometimes nobody wants what you got. Sometimes you can't give it away. Now that one too, I've thought about that over the years many times. And these lines, one of the reasons I appreciate Bob Dylan, as many do, is those lines are teaching tools. They're learning tools. They turn it around. Like, I've been in that place with my writings and books and stuff. I literally had that experience where I tried to give someone a book, and they didn't want it, and saying they would look at my website sounding like they might buy it, but they didn't. So there it is. I look to that line for solace. Sometimes nobody wants what you got. Sometimes you can't give it away. So I think as an artist or a writer and whatever, one has to at some point look at that. And if you're not writing for mass popularity and stuff, you have to reconcile that kind of stuff. And you also have to look at, you know, when I was deep in poverty, you taught me how to give. So, you know, maybe I give away a book. You know, that's maybe the artist gives away a book. I've known artists that did that. They published a book, they just give away a lot. And that actually sometimes that does lead to good things. So you have to look at it not just in a sales way, these things, especially as an artist. So to bring it back to the title of this episode, Learning Man, I reiterate my learning, because I looked up the word learn, to follow or find the track. There is with the ground foot experience knowledge, and there is study, read, think knowledge. So however you balance those, some balance those, some accentuate one or the other, but that is part of the path and the learning. And I hope that anybody who has any connection with the Burning Man may hear that, and if they do it again next year, which they probably will, that they do look to the radical roots, and that they do look to follow the tracks and the soles of their feet and the tracks in the desert and all the myriad living beings there. And maybe they won't even go. Maybe some of those people will go somewhere else to protest or defend a sacred site. So I'll leave it at that. And with thanks to my friend for mentioning the Learning Man, another reason why I like to joke around, because a lot of times the jokes, you never know, they turn, aside with making, having fun during the day, and otherwise often serious days, the jokes make, they lead to who knows where. In this case, they led to this episode, so I give thanks for that, and keep learning, and be well.